Today's guest on the Bitcoin.com news podcast is Chris Klein, the co-founder of Bitcoin IRA. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks so much, Avi. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here today.
Pleasure is all ours. So, Chris, would you please start by introducing yourself a little bit and tell us how did you get to, you know, co-found the Bitcoin IRA?
Absolutely. So my name's Chris Klein. I'm originally from the fine state of Colorado. I was born and raised there. Went to college at the University of Colorado Boulder. Go Buffs. Came out to California about 12 years ago with a one-way ticket and a suitcase, actually, and met my now partners, and we started working inside of self-directed IRA specialties and alternative products. So we did things like real estate, LLCs, things you wouldn't find in traditional houses like Fidelity or Charles Schwab. And the challenge came across our desk to figure out how to put Bitcoin into one of these back way back in 2015. Which feels like 20 years ago instead of 7 or 8 years ago. We launched the first one in June of 2016. Our first client was actually Ed Moy, the former director of the United States Mint. He was our first Bitcoin IRA client, and that's how we came to be. And since then, we've done a lot of great things to really build out, an amazing platform and product.
Since 2016, that makes you a real OG in this industry.
Yeah, that's why I got gray hairs, crypto grays.
Got it. So can you take us back to the basics and explain to everybody that's listening from outside the US or anyone just not familiar, what is exactly an IRA?
Absolutely. So it is a uniquely United States or American product. It is a form of a retirement savings plan that is not associated with your employer. So 401ks, 403bs, 457s, a lot of folks have those. They get a match from their corporation for the dollars they put in. That's one side of the retirement savings world in the United States. The other side of it is individual retirement accounts or IRAs. And they come in a couple of different fashions. There's traditional, Roth, and SEP are probably the three most popular. Traditionals are where you can contribute up to $8,000 for people over 50. And you can reduce your income that year by that amount that you contribute. So it lowers your income, which lowers your tax bill. A Roth IRA is a little different, that you don't get the benefit of reducing your taxes on the front side. But when we reach that ripe age of retirement, 59 and a half or 70 and a half, we can take those funds out completely tax-free. So if you put $5,000 in a few years ago and it's gone up to $500,000 in Bitcoin, and a Roth, you'd be able to take those funds out tax-free down the road or earlier for home buyer expenses or at higher education expenses. And the third is really popular for folks, and we're kind of a gig economy these days, folks that are self-employed or own a business. And it's known as a SEP or self-employed IRA. These are tax deferred funds like the traditional, but because you're self-employed, you get a larger cap as far as how much you can contribute in a year. And all your contribution amounts are dependent upon your eligibility. So it's always best to consult with your tax advisor and find out exactly what you're eligible for and what kind of IRA account it best suits you.
Recently, we saw the approval of the Bitcoin spot ETFs in the U.S. market, which obviously made a lot of shockwaves in the Bitcoin market. As someone who's active in the market, how do you see the impact of the ETFs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we waited for them for a long time. If you're OG like me, we first heard the talk of ETF back in 2018. So it's been a long process to get to a product that was viable for the use case. For the institutions that were looking for it. I think that it is a great addition to the ecosystem of the crypto world. I do think it's going to help spring up more mainstream adoption because it's making it very easy for folks to get quick exposure in their retirement accounts or just their brokerage accounts out there. It also is allowing institutions that aren't MicroStrategy that want to buy it directly, but do want to have some exposure on their balance sheet. And you'll see more wealth advisors and RIAs using the tool ahead. I do think it's important to identify the differences between ETF Bitcoin and what real Bitcoin is. So when you're holding Bitcoin, you're traditionally holding it either in a wallet where you have the keys or you have the keys managed by a custodian like our solution. And what that is that's a one-to-one ratio of the Bitcoin sitting in a segregated cold storage wallet that has your indicia of ownership. There is a ratio of requirement for how much Bitcoin a ETF provider will hold and must hold, but there's no one-to-one withdrawal. So say that you didn't want to get rid of your Bitcoin ETF or you wanted to turn it into real Bitcoin. That's not actually an option to take it out of that ecosystem and turn it into real Bitcoin. So it makes it a little bit more like an IOU that then you liquidate and get dollar value for whatever the value of that Bitcoin is at that time. Another key difference between the two is trading hours. We just completed a study of our, we launched the first 24/7 trader, a self-trader for a retirement account with crypto back in 2018, around, I think, Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving. And so we looked at the data from then all the way until about a week ago, and across about 500,000 different trades and several billion dollars, we noticed a pattern that almost 80% of the trades taking place were outside of traditional trading hours. So Bitcoin is a 24/7 asset. It's open every day, holidays, birthdays, Jesus' birthday, Christmas, whatever it may be, it's always open. And traditional stock houses and trading floors, they close from nine to, they're open from 9 to 5 on the East Coast time. And we've compared in most of the trades that were taking place in our ecosystem are after hours, weekends. These are where you see a lot of crazy movements. We even just saw last week with the big movements because of the ETF surge that there was a lot of activity happening in the after hours trading times. And the last is that it is a limited to one asset type. Cryptocurrency is an ecosystem. I know this is Bitcoin.com and I'm BitcoinIRA.com, but there is more to this ecosystem. There are good, bad, and ugly, right? There's some great things and some interesting things. Things like Ethereum and other coins that have a much more a better track record than some of the new ones, you won't get access to those at this time through the ETFs. Now, there is word that an Ethereum ETF is coming, which would probably do a lot to the Ethereum price in the coming months alongside the halving for Bitcoin. But there is a limited amount of coins and cryptocurrencies you can get access to. And if anybody, I'm guessing this audience is probably pretty familiar with the other ones. There's a lot of opportunities while also larger risks in the alternative based in altcoins. So I would say those are the three key differences, but having a little bit of everything makes sense. So we have a lot of folks that are holding. They used to hold the GBTC, and now they've converted that over into ETF, but they still want to hold real Bitcoin long-term in a cold storage wallet for their retirement saving. So they're very complementary to each other, but they are do have some key differences.
Can you talk about the tax differences between investing via ETF and IRA?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you could put the ETF in an IRA or some 401ks. It depends on who your provider is. There are some groups that aren't offering it. So you can take and put ETF in an IRA or non-IRA setting. And same with the real Bitcoin. You can just buy it and store it long term on a ledger or Trezor if that's what you're comfortable with, or you can use a platform like ours. The difference is the advantage. So you're in this umbrella of tax savings when you use an IRA. So if you were to put $5,000 in back in 2016, 15, early on, you would be able to buy, sell, trade without implications of capital gains taxes because you're in a tax deferred setting. Once you put the money in, it can grow. You can sell it off into cash, put it in other assets like real estate, but you won't have any tax implications until you take the money out at distribution. And folks take it out later in their life, in their late 50s, early 60s. Because they're making less money and their tax brackets are usually much lower than in their earning years when they're in their 30s or 40s. So you're able to get all that growth tax deferred in a traditional setting or tax-free growth in a Roth setting, which for long-term hodlers and believers of crypto, there's lots of talk about $150,000 Bitcoin from several proponents right now. I know a lot of guys that are waiting for the $1 million Bitcoin because it's a fixed supply asset, which is in direct contrast to the U.S. dollar and other currencies out there today. It's a great place for you to long-term hold your investments and gain on that tax savings. I actually did a speech in Puerto Rico in 2017 or 18, can't remember. And at that time, I called it the $25 million mistake. And I took two guys, Steve and John, gave them each $5,500 and put them into crypto on the same day and had them kind of gave them hindsight. They bought at, they sold at the peaks, so bought back in at the valleys, et cetera, and then calculated the capital gains for the individual that was not in the IRA. And both were happy. They were buying back in the pennies days, right? And now we're running this when it was around 10, 15,000 as a Bitcoin. They'd be even happier today. But the person in the IRA setting, every time they sold, they didn't have a capital gains implication, which means that they didn't lose purchasing power to buy back in more Bitcoin on this, on the next buy-in. And that grew over time, 10 years later, into a $25 million difference between their two account balances. Probably if I ran the same exercise today, it would be somewhere near $75, maybe even $100 million mistake by not using this powerful retirement tool available to Americans.
Just wondering, can people take out a loan in US dollar based on their holdings inside an IRA?
No, unfortunately, that's a tool that you don't have, basically leveraging. Leverage is something that you can't do, and you can't take out a loan against it. You can with a 401k. So if you have like a Fidelity 401k, there are some plans that, that employers offer where you can take up to 50% of the value of your retirement, and then you pay it back in contributions to yourself. That was really popular. Well, it's actually become more and more popular as inflation is starting to impact people and cost of living are rising. A lot of folks are unfortunately tapping into their retirement plan. At least with a loan, you're paying it back to yourself and putting it back into your retirement. But with IRAs, you can't take a loan against it for yourself. It's kind of meant to be at an arm's length distance. It's not supposed to be commingled with your personal. That's why they give us that tax advantage.
Got it. Yeah. Sounds smart, even for people that have a long-term belief in the price. It's better to be debt-free, I guess.
Yep.
So can you tell us about the process for setting up a Bitcoin IRA? Does people need to have, some special expertise, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's actually really straightforward. And we're one of the few crypto companies early on that adopted the need for the human touch. We realized that Bitcoin is somewhat of a paradigm shift. And folks are learning it usually for the first time as they're getting in or have done a little bit, but maybe don't know much about retirements and know a lot about crypto. So there's a whole team of retirement solutions experts that are available to talk with anybody. In fact, they wanted to make sure I told you that for anybody that is interested in doing this and they sign up, you can sign up at BitcoinIRA.com or you can go to the App Store and download our mobile app. There's you create a free account, register, and then you can complete a quick application online. It's all secure. It takes about 3 minutes and then you're off and running and you'll hear from one of our specialists. They'll either call you directly or you can call them. The number will be right there. And when you do talk to them, be sure to mention that you heard about us on the Bitcoin.com podcast because we've got a tax day special going right now and we've got a promotion for Bitcoin.com listeners. So be sure that you mention it so that you can get that extra savings. It is almost a tax deadline. So for those that are thinking about doing this for last year's taxes, you have up until tax day that you can contribute for 2023. And a lot of folks take advantage of putting in that year's, so last year's plus this year's contribution at the same time, which could be upwards of about 16,000 available contributions for most folks to get some exposure into Bitcoin and or other cryptocurrencies on our platform.
That sounds great. Especially the promotion. So everybody that's listening, if you're in the US, I'd advise to check it. What about if you already have an existing account? How can you transition into a Bitcoin IRA?
Absolutely. Well, first, congratulations on being ahead of the curve and already having some retirement savings rolling. There are two other options other than just contribution, and they're very popular on our platform. The first is a IRA to IRA transfer. So if you have an existing IRA at Fidelity, Charles Schwab, any of the hundreds of houses out there, you can move all or a portion of that with what's known as an IRA to IRA direct transfer. And our team will open your account. In the platform, you'll actually get the forms to sign for that transfer. And then they'll be countersigned and sent off so that the IRA moves from institution to institution and never has to come to you. The second option is known as a rollover, which is if you have a 401k, 457, 403b, our military and government workers have TSPs, thrift savings plans. you can request a rollover from that account to your new IRA. Also, it's a lateral move, so there's no tax implications. They do take a little bit longer, and there are some rules around it. So if you have a 401k at the job you're currently working, the likelihood that it's available is pretty small, unless you've reached the age of 59 and a half, or your company offers what's known as in-service withdrawals, where you can do rollovers while you're still working. It's pretty easy to make a phone call. Go look up your most recent statement. We also have a team of folks that can help you with that to determine if your account is eligible, where is it at, how to request the rollover.
Sounds pretty straightforward. I think everybody is going to be able to handle that, you know, with the help of your team. I wanted to ask, did you find that most new joiners these days are crypto people that are planning for retirement, or is it, you know, first time people into crypto that, you know, heard about it from the ETFs or from the price rising?
It's a little mix. You know, the real crypto guys usually come in during the bear markets or the winners, because they like to stack their Bitcoin up in times when it's a lot cheaper. Obviously, this isn't timed. We're at all-time highs for Bitcoin, $72,000 yesterday. ETH has still about 20% to go before it reaches its all-time high. So there's a lot of buzz, FOMO, and activity around crypto at this time. So you're seeing more and more new entries into the market space. But it's a pretty interesting blend of both experience level and demographics. This was probably one of the alternatives that I've worked in the last decade that one of the highest percentages of women that are actively involved in the investing of cryptocurrency, and which is kind of great because it is International Women's Month. So to celebrate that, get yourself a little Bitcoin in your retirement.
Yeah, Bitcoin is great for everyone of all genders. And we're happy to see more women joining in. Another topic that's always very you know, on top of everybody's mind in the crypto industry is, of course, security. So how does, you know, Bitcoin IRA ensure the security of its clients' investments?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Avi. So security was paramount from the very beginning. When we were figuring out how to use this tool and put this inside, you need to have a viable exchange that's OTC. You need to have a regulated trust company. And you need to have a wallet. And at the time, back in 2015, wallets were just still growing, right? And we got in an exclusive partnership early on with BitGo, which most would argue is the Brink's standard or the gold standard of the wallet security. They were the first to create multi-signature and were the first to get an insured model up to $750 million of insurance for each wallet. And so working alongside Mike Belshi, the CEO and founder over there, alongside all of the, I call them his security nerds. I feel like they actually kind of just, some of them sit in rooms and think up where the next security threat's going to be. And which makes us sleep really well at night because we're talking about folks' retirement funds. This is the holy grail. So putting it inside of those wallets offline, not associated. So your account that you log into is not linked to the wallet. There's a segregation and a custodian that stands in the middle for the IRA settings. We, over time, have been able to vertically integrate to our own solution known as Digital Trust. The industry is, in the self-directed IRA world, is a little bit less technologically advanced because they didn't have the requirement. So we really had to build a solution that was regulated by Nevada FID and fit the standards of instant gratification. Folks want to be able to buy, sell, and trade, but they also want to stay extremely safe and secure. On top of that, the platform itself has many layers of multi-factor authentication, things running behind the scenes, checking your IP addresses. We are our own greatest security risk in today's day and age, right? With SIM swaps and email hacks and dark web and everything that's happening, it's at its greatest percentage than in human history as far as the cyber risk and threats out there. So we always encourage folks to use YubiKeys. I use them personally for myself on all my devices. And add those extra layers of security. And if you're ever going to take either money, cash, or crypto out of your platform, so you're taking a distribution later in life, you're going to go through a robust video verification, liveness, and identity screening process with both computers and humans. to ensure your security and safety from any deep fakes or anybody pretending to be you to try to move crypto out. It's we take it very seriously. As we actually, since the very beginning, we've had a project on our roadmap every quarter that is known as Operation Iron Dome. And it's a constant dedication to evolving new security measurements for threats that are known and future threats that are coming. And that's important whenever you work with any group that you're looking at having IRAs or crypto inside of an IRA, security is paramount. You will find there are cheaper, more cost-effective options that come up, but they do come at a cost. And inevitably, sometimes the cheapest option in crypto becomes the most expensive option. And most folks will know that if you just left your crypto on a hot exchange back in the day, a Coinbase or otherwise, even the most reputable, if you got swapped or if you got hacked, the ability for that crypto to be pulled off was so easy. And that's where cold storage mandates came in and custodial solutions came in. So I love that you're asking about security. I think it's one of the most important things that in this industry, if you're not dedicated to it, it's inevitably going to come and get you, and it's going to hurt your client.
Sure. That's the biggest concern for a lot of people, you know, especially if you're thinking about your retirement or long-term investments, you have to be, mindful of your security.
Absolutely.
So you've mentioned, future developments with ETFs like Ether ETF. What can we expect to see in future developments with IRAs?
Absolutely. I think what you're going to see next, we're really focused on it, is building out more features and tools inside the platform for folks to expand their investments. So there is a wave of tokenization that will be coming in the next couple of years as people now have a framework of how to create a token, get it registered with the SEC, make it a viable option for folks to invest in. You're going to see more tokenization of hard assets. You've already saw some folks are using an inventory of, say, gold at a Brinks depository and running a blockchain over the top of it and tokenizing it so that you can get fractional exposure into gold. I think you're going to see the same thing coming with things like land, real estate, commercial buildings, where it's going to really flatten the line and give access to the average investor that normally wouldn't have access to those things. I think that's going to be a big thing you'll come to see coming in the next couple of years. I also think that the marriage or harmony between AI and crypto is going to start showing itself. I'm a proponent that cryptocurrency and types of solutions on blockchain networks can help keep AI not just in check, but organized and useful in a monetary sense, so that, because we're just scratching the surface with the power of AI, and I think the two are very harmonious with each other. So you're going to start seeing some unique things there. IRAs themselves don't really change much. They've been around for quite a while. Self-directed IRAs have been around since the mid-90s. Not a lot has changed. You're usually, the only thing that happens is the amount you can contribute every year seems to keep going up. At least it's the one thing that's keeping up with inflation. I always joke. And I think you're going to see the Ethereum ETF come to market and cause a lot of excitement around it. And it will usually, and then obviously the halving event, which this Bitcoin.com, everybody knows it's coming. But I'm very excited that the impact, the rise in price is preceding the halving event, when most were expecting this to be taking place. These price moves have been taking place in August, September. So for the rest of the year, it'll be very interesting to watch price movements and how much the ETF, as well as institutions jumping on board, have an impact on Bitcoin's price ahead. There's a lot of bold predictions out there. I don't make predictions myself because I'm not good at it. But it is interesting to see some of the enthusiasm around the crypto prices for the next 8 months.
You really raised my curiosity there. How do you think crypto can help with keeping AI in check?
I think that if we can put certain rewards and chains around the ledger of the information that's being gathered, and that there already are a few projects out there off, like in the private companies, that are trying to converge the two, where tokens are being used in AI networks to help build. So you're putting hash power or node power into the AI system via those that are holding those coins, and then validating those AI transactions or AI elements. So they seem to me like to fit like hand in glove over time. And I think we're still a little early in not just the perks of AI, but we're also going to have to manage the detriments or the danger of AI as well, right? I'm not saying like Terminator, right? This isn't Skynet and it's going to become self-aware. There are people that think that, but just like any new technology, it needs to have compliance and regulatory frameworks and guardrails around it. And if you watched how the modern, the traditional old school SEC, these groups have been trying for years to figure out how to regulate crypto, their next challenge will be, how are we going to regulate and manage for consumer security, national security, et cetera, AI? And there will be some great solutions available in the blockchain world and the token world out there that will help them, I think, if they embrace them.
Yeah, there's definitely a convergence of thinkers, right? A lot of people that are into crypto are also into AI now. Or should I say everybody's into AI now? So that's inevitable. So can you tell us a little bit more about the advantages of your platform? You've mentioned, you know, that it's trading in hours that the Bitcoin ETF is inaccessible. Can you tell us more about, you know, all the features that you'd make it appealing for users?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's obviously the accessibility 24/7 is paramount. I think the security features, our exclusive relationship with BitGo, really helps us stand out from the crowd as far as crypto IRA providers today. Others have kind of put together what we call like a Frankenstein model. They're using some wallet over here and some things here, and all those links between have infirmities of internal control, which is where risk and fraud and theft and loss can take place. And it's not a very insurable model. So those are the two big ones. And then we're in the mode right now. We just recently acquired Shrimpy.io, which is a big platform that allowed folks to build out portfolios and rebalancing tools. And folks to choose like, oh, I want this mix of coins and I want it to balance out every quarter or every 6 months so that my holdings hold the value that they want. I also want to look at other folks' portfolios and what are they doing? Kind of the Robinhood-esque thing that you saw early on. Those are tools that are under development with us. So we were the world first to do this, the first to do Ethereum, first to do 24/7 trading, first really to do even in-kind distributions where folks could take crypto out as they reach the age of retirement and hold it long-term outside of their retirement. All these firsts have really never distracted us from being the world's most trusted and largest provider out there for crypto IRAs. And we're just going to continue to innovate. We're a market leader. We've got a great team of folks around us. We've got our vertically integrated trust. We've just finished some acquisitions of some other trust companies. So we have just really taken the market by storm and held our market dominance by being dedicated to having a product that just people are absolutely obsessed with.
Sounds very exciting. So all of my questions have been answered so far. What else do our listeners need to know about Bitcoin IRA that we haven't talked about so far?
Well, they're probably going to have a lot of questions. If you're working with a retirement account, probably want to know, is it eligible? How does the transfer rollover contribution work? What are my contribution limits, et cetera? And so I would highly recommend that with those additional questions to give a call or log in to BitcoinIRA.com and you can schedule an appointment or you can just call 877-936-7175. And one of our specialists, retirement solution specialists, will be there to answer those for you. Everybody's case is in its own way unique, and that's why we keep that human element to help support folks through it.
So you got it, folks. Plus, don't forget about the promotion for our listeners. And I want to thank you so much, Chris, for taking the time and coming to explain to us about, you know, IRAs and the difference with the ETFs and everything.
Absolutely, Avi. Thanks so much for having me today. And yeah, don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bitcoin.com podcast so that you can get some extra savings and get ready for the tax deadline ahead.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And thank you for listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Follow us for more interviews with the most interesting leaders, founders, and investors in the fields of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, NFTs, and the metaverse.